The name of that song is called Taxi Driver. It was written and performed by our next guest. His name is Sloan Letourneau. He's 19 years old, and he lives right up the road in Charlotte. So let's welcome Sloan to Palmetto Mornings. Good morning to you, Sloan.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great.
Welcome in.
It's interesting because your singing voice is much different than your speaking voice. Have you ever been told that before?
I have been told that, and it's different in the recording studio because you do a lot of different takes, and they edit it, they compress it, they put a lot of effects on it. So I have been told that quite a few times.
Well, you've got a great singing voice and a great speaking voice.
Absolutely.
As well.
Thank you.
So 19 years old, you're right up the road from Charlotte. When did you realize that you were drawn to performing, and in this case, music and writing music? Like, what age did you realize, like, hey, I'm not like everyone else?
Well, I was about 6 years old, and it was about that time where most parents start putting their kids into either sports or extracurricular activities. And my parents put me in guitar lessons. So I started that when I was about six, and I've been playing guitar for now about 13 years. And between now and that time, I've been performing different genres. I've been playing out. I've been writing music a lot recently. So that's where I've ended up now, is kind of a cultivation of all those experiences over the last 13 years.
So you said that you just started writing a couple of years ago. Is that right?
Yeah, I've been writing now for about 2 years, 3 years. I've been in the studio for the past year and a half, 2 years. So
how does that start? Like, what comes first for you? Like, do the lyrics come first? Do you write the music piece of it? How does all that kind of come together? Do you just kind of get an idea? What does that look like for you, Sloan?
Well, for me, at least, there's really like not a set. There's not really a set way. It varies from song to song. It could be anything from me playing guitar for hours at a time, sitting in front of a TV, and I hear something that I'm playing, and I'm like, oh, that sticks out. Mm-hmm. So it could be what's something that's going on in the world right now that people can relate to, or it could be, you know, a feel-good song.
The song we just played, it's called Taxi Driver. What's the inspiration there?
It's from me hearing so many songs on the radio today about, you know, breakups and how they can be sad. And I'm like, hey, you know, I've ended up better. We've all been there. So it's just about being better off, you know? It's a lighthearted breakup song, which is something that I don't really see a lot of today. It's all about, you know, I'm sad and it's like, well, I'm fine.
So how did the song become known as Taxi Driver? Did the breakup happen in a taxi?
It was me, my parents don't believe me about this, but it was me laying in bed getting ready to fall asleep, and the phrase, save your words for the taxi driver, popped into my head.
Okay.
Well, you're built different for sure.
That's what I say. It could happen any type of way. You could sit down to write a song, or you could be in the most random situation and a phrase pops in your head.
So at 19, how do you break into this industry? Because we met you because you did what a lot of folks would like to do. They just don't follow through. But you have been knocking on doors. You've done it up in the Charlotte area. You researched and said, where else can I come? And you knocked on the door here, and you met with the staff here to try to get some of your music to be played on Interstate 107. How do you break into this industry?
It's honestly, the way I can relate it to is cold calling. It's like you said, knocking on doors, researching what's around me, what's in my area, because I feel like for a lot of new artists today, there's so much out there and there's so many like new ways to break into it. It's just an artist finding their own path to see what works for them and seeing how can I get the attention of someone to, you know, notice these songs that I've written. So but I'm really grateful to you guys for letting me come down here and letting me do this, because this is my first radio interview that I've done, and I appreciate the opportunity to push my music out, because it is hard, especially in country music right now. It's so hard for new artists to break through. So, but I'm still kicking.
And I'm sure it's a combination of things. We talked to you before we came on the air. You've also done some acting, so we want to talk to you about that. But you also put yourself out there in front of different audiences as well. What does that look like?
So yeah, I have done acting. I'm out in front of a lot of audiences playing out, whether that's as a guitar player, as a singer or a frontman or even, as you said, like acting. And it just comes from a place of me wanting to entertain people. I love performing. I've always loved performing. And that's something I hope I get to do until I physically can't do it anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of acting, tell our audience where they can see you. You've been in two big productions, TV shows, where folks can watch you to this day.
Yeah. When I was about 13 or 12, I was in the seventh season of a show called Veep, which is like a political comedy. Watched it back, and I actually thought it was pretty funny. It was a unique experience for, you know, a sixth grader, a middle schooler. Mm-hmm. And then right about 2020, 2021, around that time, I was in a show called Daisy Jones and the Six, which I'm in the first episode of that. It's on Amazon Prime. Veep is on HBO. Those two shows were both very fun, going out to Los Angeles and kind of getting to do the movie star thing for a few months.
Well, we have shared on this show before, Veep is one of our favorite shows. So I'm watching it now through the third time. So it's hilarious. So I cannot wait to get to your part. And then Daisy Jones and the Six, our teenagers have watched that. So you've been in some pretty big productions on the acting side. I know your heart is in music, but to Ashley's point, you're trying to diversify and get yourself out in front of as many people as possible.
Right.
Is the goal, Sloan, to become the next big country star?
That's the goal. Yeah. I mean, it's like I said, I love performing, and if I can do that to as many people as I can for as long as I can, that would be great. And you know, I'm still writing. I'm still fairly new to it. You know, I feel like it takes a really long time to develop the style and your sound, which so I'm still trying to work for that. But the end game is, yeah, I would like to be country's new thing. Yeah. You know,
well, just keep in mind the pictures show up about once a year of Taylor Swift, who is obviously a world name, performing at every festival and fair that she could. And there was a scene of her on stage and like six people in the audience. Mm-hmm. And so she was an opener to an opener, and you just have to put in the sweat equity. And seems like you certainly have made it this far in 19 years. You've had a lot of experience and some success in the entertainment industry, where a lot of folks have been there for longer than you and really have never heard yes. You've heard yes and no. So just keep that spirit going, because you're going to hear a lot more no's than yes, but you seem like you're humble enough to understand that. Real quick, where can folks listen to your music, and where can they see you perform?
I'm on Spotify, Apple Music, all streaming platforms. It's Sloan Letourneau, and I have a show coming up November 29th in Charlotte at Amos. I will be opening for Jason Arndt, who will be there. So that's going to be
fun. You can also
hear
him right here on Interstate 107.
Yep, our sister station, Interstate 107, and we might try to add a taxi driver into our rotation as well.
We'd love to.
Remember the name Sloan Letourneau when you hit it big, when you hit it big like Taylor Swift big or any of the other big artists. Please swing by the microphones again.
Yeah, come back
again
and see us.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
We'll be cheering you on.
Yeah, for sure.
Again, his name is Sloan Letourneau. Sloan, sorry. Sloan Letourneau. Sloan, good luck with everything, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.